It's sometimes said that age is a state of mind, and indeed a recent study by the Council on the Ageing, or COTA, has found that most Australians over the age of 50 feel at least a decade younger. But that doesn't mean that's how they're always seen by others. Challenging ageism is the focus of a national forum in Canberra today, hosted by COTA. Fiona Jolly is the Chief Executive Officer of Ad Standards. She'll be speaking at the conference. She's looked into representation of older Australians in the media. And Kate Carnell is the inaugural Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. She's also presenting, looking at employment for older Australians today. Kate Carnell, Fiona Jolly, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
Kate, let's start with you to get our definitions clear. How do you define ageism?
Well, there you go. You got to the hard one immediately. Look, what's interesting is that a lot of research that's been done recently suggests people are starting to see older Australians as being, you know, 61 years and above. So we're changing our attitudes, whereas it wasn't that long ago where we were looking at 55 plus or even 50 plus, where once you were 50, there were employers who thought you were just too old to be considered for a job. But that is improving, albeit quite slowly.
When you say it's improving, Kate, I know that you're going to be talking about this today. How is it improving? If 50 was seen as old and unemployable 10 years ago, what is it now?
Now, hopefully it's not unemployable, but now people are accepting that people who are over 60 are employable. And in fact have some very real positives in the employment space, such as they don't swap jobs as often, they bring experience, they've got professional knowledge, they tend to be reliable. And let's be fair, people's health is so much better these days.
Yes.
We're living much longer and people are expecting to work.
So, Kate, are you saying that that's cut through? And I certainly don't mean to say that people are unemployable when they're over 50 or over 60, but we have been having this argument now for two or three decades, really, about how to change attitudes of employers and a workplace towards older workers. And we've spoken to countless older Australians who tell dreadful stories of having put in 400 or 500 applications for work and can't get an interview because of their age. Are you saying that is really changing and materialising in more job opportunities opening up for older Australians?
Look, Fran, what's happening is lots more Australians, particularly in the 55 to 64 bracket, are in employment. You know, I think it's nearly 64% are still employed in the bracket below that. In the 45 to 54, it's 80%, so it does drop off.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is for older Australians when they lose their job, for whatever reason, they might be redundant, you know, the whole range of things, they take a whole lot longer to get a new job. So there's lots more. In fact, older Australians are increasing as a percentage of the workforce at a faster rate than most other age brackets. The problem comes is when you lose your job, you're often out of work for significant periods
okay.
of time.
I'll come back to that issue and what's being done about that, because the government has some programs to try and help with that. But Fiona, to bring you in, your address today is going to focus on ageism within advertising. Now, there's always stereotypes within advertising, I suppose, but give us a few of the ones that trouble you.
Thanks, Fran. Well, if we believe what the complaints we receive tell us, it appears that older people are cranky, crazy and sex mad.
Really?
So,
is that what comes in our advertising, cranky, crazy and sex mad?
That not necessarily all in one profile, but yes, the complaints that we get about the ads that are out on TV and in the press are complaints that the stereotypes that are being shown of older people show older people as being, you know, a grumpy old cow or an old fart, or people are a bit sort of, you know, eccentric in their old age.
Mm-hmm.
And people really don't like that. A lot of ads that just show older people with a sex life.
That show them with a sex life?
Yes, yes.
And what's the problem with that?
Well, there's nothing, that's right. And that our Ad Standards community panel says it's okay to show people of any age having a sex life, but I'm sure there's people who'd rather not think about it. But no, there's very few ads we've found over the years that actually do discriminate against older people in advertising. But the one I mentioned just a minute ago was a print ad, for example, which had an older woman with a shotgun, and it was a property management ad, and the heading on the ad said, "Is your property manager a grumpy old cow?" So, and I think that sort of image of, you know, older women or older men being cranky old people is something that definitely would breach the advertising standards that are set out, and really is the sort of thing that advertisers should be striving to avoid.
And are they? I mean, you've been the CEO of Ad Standards for more than a decade, I think. Is there a growing awareness of ageism in the industry? Is the industry trying to avoid those stereotypes, or is it, you know, focusing somewhere else?
Well, at an industry conference last week, one of my colleagues from Outdoor Media made a point that, from what she can see, really, creative briefs are still focusing on the millennial audiences, and the ads that we see for the older demographics really are around things like bowel cancer, retirement homes, funeral insurance, you know, those sort of things, and so there's an argument that advertisers, and creative agencies, are still missing out on a big and you know, according to the press, well-funded cohort of Australians who would like to have some age-appropriate advertising of things that they want to buy.
Sure, but that's poor judgment rather than, or a poor business model, isn't it, rather than doing anything wrong. I mean, there's no doubt that funeral insurance is going to be more successful aimed at an older audience, I guess.
Yeah, look, absolutely, yeah. But, you know, I think older people are interested in more than those four things.
Kate, stereotypes are always annoying, no doubt about it. But just that point Fiona made there that, you know, advertisers should be looking at older Australians, because older Australians often, in fact, have more money to spend at that stage of life. Is that the case? I noticed a finding recently that talked about the number of mature age Australians carrying mortgage debt into retirement is soaring. What do you see in terms of the financial situations of older Australians?
Well, on the whole, they are more cashed up. There is no doubt about that. The figures around holding mortgage debt longer are really interesting, and they're a bit of a mixed bag, really. One of the reasons that people are carrying mortgage debt longer is interest rates are so low in comparison to, say, in 1990, where some of this data from that particular article came from. We forget that back in 1990, home interest rates were in excess of 15%, and business income interest rates back, because I had my pharmacies back then, were in excess of 20%. So you can see that now the benefits of holding a mortgage for longer, you don't need to pay it off because housing prices have gone up quite significantly over the last 20 years. So lots of older people have equity in their property so that they can use their home loan. They can draw down on their home loan for other things they want to do in their lives. It might be the new car, it might be the extension, it might be a trip or whatever. So their interest, so their mortgage stays relatively high in comparison to situations in the past. But that's because they're paying less than 5% on their interest rates. They tend to, by the way, pay it off when they are at 65 plus. So the figures change quite significantly when people are over 65 and they decide then that they might like to reduce their mortgage rate quite significantly. But back to your question, more older people are working for longer. They're retiring later. In fact, really interesting statistic is that the 2016 statistics shows that 860,000 mature-aged business owners and managers were older. That's 60% of all Australian businesses are owned by people over 55.
You're listening to Breakfast. Our guests, Kate Carnell from the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman and Fiona Jolly, CEO of Ad Standards. Kate, just to stay with you for a moment, because you mentioned the retirement age. You actually think we should scrap the retirement age, get rid of the whole notion, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I see it as totally useless, really. People work as long as they want to work. And I think our challenge... from employers generally is to ensure that we provide the flexibility and the sort of work and the sort of training that older people want.
Okay. Can I ask you both now, finally, another issue that will be in the news again at the moment, voluntary assisted euthanasia. It becomes legal in Victoria next week. Kate, you've said in the past you are, quote, dramatically in favour of appropriate voluntary euthanasia. Do you think that the Victorian example is likely to become a template for a national approach?
I certainly hope so, and I know the majority of Australians believe the same. And when you look at overseas experiences where this has happened, the world as we know it hasn't finished, and a lot of suffering has been avoided. And we have to accept that although palliative care is really important and having adequate spending on palliative care is fundamental for many people, their last months of their lives can be pretty ordinary, and I think we've got to give those people an opportunity to die with dignity.
And Fiona, I don't expect this necessarily to be a feature of television advertising, but in the media more broadly, an issue like this, sophisticated issues, these are sort of things older Australians want to be discussed more. Do you get that feedback?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, more discussions, and there's so many avenues that there can be discussions now, and our research really recently found that older Australians are engaging online and in Facebook at high levels. So there's so many places to have those important issues, and older Australians shouldn't be just sort of pigeonholed into talking about, you know, a very set, limited, you know, group of things.
All right. Fiona Jolly, Kate Carnell, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Thank you.
Kate Carnell is the Australian Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman. Fiona Jolly is the CEO of Ad Standards, and both of them are giving an address today at this conference, which is being held by COTA. COTA is having its national forum today looking at issues around challenging ageism.